Welcome to Real Talk with Sharita, the show that brings you the voices of all things self-improvement and the entrepreneurship grind. Each week, we'll deliver the best hard-hitting stories from real raw entrepreneurs, new and heavy in the game. Oh my gosh, if I haven't said it to you already, happy new year. It's a new year of new things were already coming and beginning for a lot of us, and I hope y'all kept that vibe going. So have a sit down, grab your favorite cup of coffee, tea, whatever you prefer, you know. With that being said, one of the things I want to talk about, or the subjects I want to touch on before we jump into what today's topic of this podcast is going to be about, is, you know, being that it's a new year and a lot of people are trying new things, you know, coming out of their comfort zone, starting businesses, starting careers, or becoming just entrepreneurs and artists, creators, doing things, you know, that they never thought that they could do, but actually taking the step to do it. Be aware of those people who are also out here taking advantage, because just as much as people are starting and coming out of their comfort zone, you have these people that sit back and plot and, you know, wait on vulnerable people who don't have the knowledge that's needed to start certain things. So just, that's something I want to put in y'all head, just to be mindful of that, because I could go in and go into details, but I'm going to leave that for another episode. But just do your research when you're getting into these contracts, you're starting things or doing these partnerships with different people. Make sure you're looking these people up. Make sure you're checking to make sure they're legit, their businesses are registered, that they are a real legit business before you invest not only your money but your time into them. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, you have a message you want to share with the world, or you just think it'd be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. I'm telling you, Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your first recording. So listen, podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. So join me and over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. You also get a great looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening to you, tools to promote your episodes, and more. So following the link in the show notes, it lets Buzzsprout know that I sent you and gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. And it also helps support my show. So the first thing is believe in what you're doing, because when you try something that's like untested or something that you're just trying out for the first time, you got to take a leap of faith. Otherwise, it's going to be too easy to just give up, because a lot of people are scared of failure. And if you don't believe in what you're doing, how do you expect for someone else to have, you know, a belief in you? And you have to believe in yourself from the beginning to even have the strength or that resilience to keep going through and following through with what you're trying to do. Let's talk about failures. Like, if you ask any successful person how they got that way, they're gonna most likely tell you it's due to overcoming failures, like trying things or doing things that they were scared of or that they thought they'd never be able to do. They learn from those failures and they try something different. Each thing that they tried, they learned something from it. They learned something new from it. A failure is always an opportunity to learn something new or to start over. That's what I like to say. You know, they continue on until there were no more failures left or until they perfected it, but they didn't give up. If you ask anybody that's been on the journey or taking the same path that you're on, I'm pretty sure that they're going to tell you that the best thing or the best piece of advice, you know, is to learn from a failure. Is learning, is growth, and let other people help you. Sometimes when we face adverse situations or like difficult situations, other people can help you. You know, they could turn your situation around. It's rare that it's not anyone out there who's faced the same situation as you, or others who have been through what you're going through. So you got to reach out to them. It's better to get the help that you need than to just sit there and struggle with a situation when you know somebody that could really genuinely help you. And I know some people, you know, avoid reaching out because they may be embarrassed, or they just think that that person is going to either talk about them or they're not going to help them at all. Just remember, though, those people once went through it too. And make sure that the people that you're dealing with is a person that's of integrity, you know, honesty, like a person that you can trust. And just overall, you know who you're dealing with and know what you're dealing with. And if you're facing like a difficult situation, it may be because you're setting your expectations too high. You know, you could have tried to accomplish something that it wasn't possible, or it was beyond your current level of skills at that time. So by adjusting your expectations, you may be able to succeed in your situations, if you've ever thought about it like that. Like, because sometimes we do, like, we put our expectations so high for everything, and then when something doesn't go our way, you know, we get in this downward spiral, and then the depression, the lack of moving forward, all of that starts setting in. And when you fail, or something bad happens, or a difficult situation happens, or it's time for a change, or change, something adverse comes up, don't wait to try again if you fail for something. You know, if you're in a situation and it's due to you procrastinating, then you probably gonna figure out you need to stop that behavior by now. I mean, if you look at everybody around you in the world, I mean, even though we're still actively going through a pandemic, the world is still moving. People are still doing things. People are still accomplishing things. So if you let something build because it's uncomfortable to deal with, then in most cases, that situation is just going to get worse, or you're going to stay stuck in that same situation while everybody is consistently moving forward and achieving success in their form of success in their life. I always say your or their, like, that's another topic, a subject we got to touch on, because a lot of people be worried about the wrong situations and the wrong things. Like, your success isn't that person's success. So just learn to try and learn how to conquer like your fears. Often adversity or just being scared is due to us not taking action because we're scared. That word fear is so strong, and it holds so many people back and stops them from doing so many things. When you face your fears, you can move past the difficult situations and get on with your life. I mean, like, you're able to sort those things out and learn what is causing you to feel the way that you feel. It's no longer like a blame game. You're able to sort out certain areas in your life that have held you back of hope or had fear over your life. You're able to sort through those and dictate it and push through it. So try some daring activities, like do something you've never done before. I know my birthday is coming up the 3rd of February. And not only that, it's just I'm getting older. I'm about to be 38. I'm almost 40. And it's a couple of things that I want to do that I've never done because I was just scared to do it. So I'm going to take my own advice, and I'm gonna go do some of the things that I've been scared to do. Like, they're all adventurous things. Most of the things that I've been fearful of doing over the past couple of years, I've been able to accomplish those. I've gotten it. I've done it. I've faced my fears and I've did it. But there are a few more things that I want to do. And then the point is, you know, you just want to create situations that you will not normally find yourself doing. Usually when you overcome one fear, it's like the process helps you to overcome all of them. I'm telling you, it's like a set of dominoes. And another aspect to adversity is not being honest with ourselves about the situation. Like, people tend to hide their true feelings or deny how they're feeling when they're facing a situation. So you got to try to learn, you know, what is really truly going on and be honest with yourself. And then, like I said, that's most importantly, always, first and foremost, you always got to be honest with yourself. Honesty, when you recognize what's hurting you, what's holding you back, what are the things you're scared of, and you start dealing with those things, it allows happiness to come in your life. And those things that you used to trip over, or those things that used to hurt you, you can speak of them freely, and you can live your life and move forward and recreate what you want. And so, like I said, I promised to leave you with 3 actionable steps that you can take right away today, tomorrow. So, tomorrow starts a new day. So, I mean, it's completely, totally up to you. The first one would be create a journal to record, you know, when these situations that occur in your life happen, write them down and what you were feeling at the time and how you believe you got into those situations. And eventually, what you did to resolve them. Like, each time, maybe you'll see that it's different, and it'll serve as a guidebook for future situations when things like that happen. You'll have something to look back to. And not only that, journaling helps with your mental health. It helps with so many things, your success, all of that. I have some more blog posts on my website, if you check that out, about journaling too. The next step would be take a seminar, a course on how to stop procrastinating. And that's one of the main things that holds a lot of us back and holds people back, is procrastination. When you get through that thing, procrastination is no longer on your list or in your life. Oh my gosh, the things that you achieve, let me tell you. But you can find courses online. Your company may offer them, and they might even cover the cost. Procrastination is like, it's a habit that you spent years developing. So you can't expect to overcome it after like just one course or one sitting. You may have to take several of them to reinforce the concepts of that, because procrastination is like, it's an illness if you let it last for that long. And the last tip or actionable step that I have for you is to find a support group for like an adverse situation or difficult situation, something that you're going through. I mean, nowadays the internet, you could type something in and a group will pop up about that. And you can find these online, or you can search the boards, bulletin boards, the library, different websites, you can find them there. Or consider starting your own group and making a post about it. You'd be surprised at how many people are going through some of the same things that you're going through right now, in the adverse times that we're going through. And with that being said, you know, check on your people that you are close to, reach out to them, phone call, you know, just check on everybody, check on yourself, keep your mental health in check. That's the most important thing. We can turn our difficult situations into success. You can have success in many ways in your life. Success is possible. Just, you have to focus, you have to want it, you have to be resilient, and you just have to keep pushing and moving forward. For the full transcript and blog post, check out my website, www.selfimprovementqueen.com, and also there'll be a link to that blog post there that includes the tips and the 3 actionable steps that I left for you, along with the links to additional readings. Thanks for rocking out with us. Be sure to subscribe, be sure to check out my website, theselfimprovementqueen.com, if you found value in